Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. Featured speakers Saturday in the wrap-up session of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention. Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We talked with Colin before his presentation about some of the issues out there for cattle producers. And at the top of the list right now, regulatory concerns has been advanced by the frenzied nature of the Obama administration's push on lots of regulations.
It is a frenzy because they know that they've got just a little over 2 years left in order to get all of their agenda completed. And so because of that, the president is using his pen and executive orders and the rulemaking process to get as much done as possible. And we've got several that we're watching very closely. Already mentioned the Waters of the United States proposal out of EPA. This is the proposal that would remove the term navigable out of the Clean Water Act and basically turn every body of water or potential body of water in this country into the jurisdiction of not only the EPA, but also the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Now, there were some exemptions built in for NRCS conservation programs, but the problem with exemptions in Washington, D.C. is that they can always be changed, so it does not protect agriculture the way EPA said it would.
Package with the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule was also an interpretive rule that primarily dealt with agriculture.
Now, this was an interesting process because there basically were two rules out there, the main rule through EPA and this interpretive rule through the NRCS at USDA, which is talking about those conservation programs I just mentioned. That program or that comment period did wrap up, but what we are seeing a lot of comments out of Gina McCarthy, who's the administrator of the EPA, saying that maybe they moved too fast on that or they didn't do it appropriately. So we've heard from her a couple of times that she may consider pulling back that rule. If she does, I think that shows that there's a lot of concern out there and that she's hearing that concern and that we need to keep up the pressure. Because if we can pull back the interpretive rule, I think it's very possible that we can pull back the main rule.
I know what they really had some things that they were trying to base those rules on as far as some studies and whatnot that they haven't released yet.
That's right. The biggest one was a study called The Connectivity of All the Waters. It's basically trying to show how all the waters within the United States work and really try to delineate that jurisdiction for the EPA. And you're right, that study has not been completed, much less peer-reviewed. So we have a rulemaking process based on a study that has not even been completed and reviewed and put out there for comment.
Lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, urging cattle producers Saturday at the OCA convention to file comments with Uncle Sam regarding the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule, said you can go to beefusa.org, and they've got a kind of a boilerplate comment that you can send in. That would help provide bulk, but he says even better would be a unique comment about your ranch situation and the fact that you do not want to see the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule to go forward. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.